Welcome to Icons in the Making. I'm your host, Heather Stern, CMO at Lippincott, the creative consultancy behind some of the world's best brands. Join me as I sit down with the leaders of today's most influential brands. You'll hear stories of transformation and walk away with a new perspective on what it means to be an icon. This is Icons in the Making. While the metaverse has taken the world by storm in the last year, it's nothing new for Roblox. In fact, the company has been at the forefront of the virtual world for over two decades, and today it's stronger than ever. Post-IPO, stocks are surging, users are growing, and Roblox continues to ramp up innovative and meaningful partnerships with brands such as Gucci, Chipotle, Disney, Netflix, and many more. I'm thrilled to be speaking with the woman who is behind all of that, Christina Wooten, Vice President of Global Brand Partnerships at Roblox. Christina joined in 2014, which is decades ago in digital years, and has since helped bring the brand to the top of its game. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Heather. It's so great to be here with you today.
I think that there's a misconception that Roblox is just one video game. For those who are not familiar with the platform, explain what it is and why you think it's been so successful.
There are a few misconceptions about Roblox. A misconception is that it is one game. There are many, many experiences, millions on our platform, and they're all built by our community. And also, some of the experiences have gameplay to them, but a lot of the experiences are really open worlds where you come to socialize and connect and just hang out with your friends. So there doesn't have to necessarily be gameplay within each experience. And we're seeing this more and more where sometimes it's just somewhere where you go to experience entertainment, or you can just share together or collaborate together. And then if you think about how we are ushering in this new category of human co-experience, you can really imagine, instead of viewing something or reading something online, it's really jumping in with friends. And what we love is we hear so many people who talk about the experiences on Roblox, and they talk about it as if they were really there. You can't even tell the difference if it was in real life or if it was on Roblox. Take, for example, Gucci Garden. That was an exhibition that was in Florence, Italy during the pandemic. And you could go to Florence, Italy, but if you couldn't, you could still visit it on Roblox. And it was such a beautiful experience because you can go in, you shed your avatar. So everybody started the same as a mannequin. And you go throughout the experience and you grab patterns and colors from the environment. And you just went through this experience with friends, and you can dress up with the Gucci items, like the bee bag. And at the end, you were all a work of art. And in 2 weeks, we saw 20 million visits. And for anybody who wanted to experience it, there's really that accessibility and that opportunity, which we love. It's just really so memorable for them.
First, the fact that for most of us, being able to attend is impossible, not even given restrictions because of COVID, right? And so it just provides access in this new way. And what I also love is you're not just experiencing it, you're part of it. And that idea that you are the art. Why do you think fashion has been an industry that's tapped into this in really exciting ways?
The fashion industry is so forward-thinking. They're always trying to stay on top of trends. We don't see this going away because our platform is all UGC. And so our community will see what's going on in the real world, and they'll recreate things like that on Roblox. But the fashion industry, when they think about how users are expressing themselves, how people are expressing themselves in this space, your online identity is so important in the metaverse and how you represent yourself in this digital space. And a lot of times you meet somebody digitally first than you do in the real world. And so that first impression is so important. And also, this world gives you an opportunity for experimentation. So a lot of people like myself will watch a fashion show, and I love the dresses and I want to wear them so bad. Maybe I have nowhere to wear it to in the real world, or maybe I'm, you know, a little bit not comfortable wearing it because it's so fantastical. But on Roblox, immediately I will put it on because it's just your avatar, and it's really a way for you to express yourselves in a different way than you normally would in the real world. There's a lot of co-creation and collaboration on Roblox. So you can give designs or colors into the audience and see what they come up with. It's really fun to see that real-time feedback, what they're looking for in terms of fashion and how they express themselves. And then a big one is sustainability. Fashion brands are looking to reduce their carbon footprint. Digital fashion and virtual goods is really the space for them to do that, because you can test products before it's created in the real world and get that feedback, so you don't waste physical fabrics and products creating it. And of course, it is a great revenue opportunity. A lot of brands come to us and they think of Roblox as a space that has this massive reach and engagement, which of course it does. And then also through virtual goods and digital fashion, though, it's a massive revenue opportunity for brands.
I think I read that one of the Gucci purses sold for more than it was sold in the physical store. And that alone is such a unique but exciting proposition for brands.
It is. I think that blew their minds because it's crazy to think, but that just really shows how important it is for people and how they represent themselves through their digital identity and things they want in the real world. They also want in this space, sometimes more so. We hear from Gen Z all the time that they value virtual goods sometimes more than physical goods. And especially because of that sustainability element and just it's more environmentally friendly. We're so excited for where fashion is going in this space. I think it's just going to take off, really.
How do you think users view their digital identity as different or the same as their actual identity?
I love the fact that you can be anybody that you want to be in this space. I think about all the time, because we are a global platform, people from different cultures and different areas of the world, maybe they can't express themselves the way they want to in the real world. So this is the opportunity for them to do that, meet other people, be anybody that they want to be. So I just think the opportunity is so special for anybody around the world. And a lot of times people find their communities on Roblox. So whoever they want to be, they find like-minded people and become friends and kind of go through these experiences together. So it's great that you can come in together with friends, meet friends, and then really just explore and be whoever you want to be.
I imagine a lot of brands are coming to you and saying, we want to do something exciting. What's the process of then creating something that then is out in the world that we all can experience?
Yeah, it's really funny because I actually started working with Roblox over 9 years ago. And in the early days, we would really go out and proactively pitch a lot of brands about Roblox and educate them on the platform and how they should engage with their users. And a lot of brands started coming on, the movie studios, Disney, and they saw massive engagement and they really just kept continuing to be on the platform. We want to make sure we're bringing the best brands to our community. So we actually surveyed them and asked them, which brands and celebrities do you want to see on the platform? Which ones do you want to engage with? So our team makes sure we go out and we speak to those brands about authentically coming onto the platform. Mm. Well, at the same time, because Roblox is UGC, it's an open platform, a lot of brands are coming on right now and connecting directly with our community of developers and UGC creators and working directly with them. We just saw this recently with Jailbreak, which is one of our top experiences, has 5.4 billion visits, which is really
goodness,
absolutely crazy. And NASCAR came to us and they said, we'd love to be on the platform. Was there any experiences that would make sense for us? And then we introduced them to the developers of Jailbreak. And in Jailbreak, there's vehicles and the people like to go in and, you know, drive the cars and race fast. And so they worked directly together where we just made the connection and they decided what this would look like to authentically bring NASCAR into Jailbreak. And it launched, and in 10 days, it had 24 million visits. So it's just such a great opportunity for brands to not only create their own experiences or their own virtual items, but also to work directly with the community and integrate into their experiences and work together with them.
What has been something that you have discovered through research or just through observation that was surprising to you in terms of how people are using the platform?
We come onto the platform every day and see new experiences and new genres popping up. And that's what I love about Roblox. It is user-generated content. So our community, anything they can imagine or they would love to create, they create on the platform. They're building this. And so I love just seeing what's coming from their amazing minds, people all over the world and what they create. It's something you could probably never think of yourself. If I tried to create an experience on Roblox, some of these ideas I would never think about. And they're just so fun and so popular. I think one example could be Squid Game on our platform, where, you know, that is just such a popular series. And as soon as it really launched, our audience loved it. And so a lot of them were creating different experiences based on red light, green light. And so they really do take something that they're really excited about or something that they're seeing in the real world that's becoming really popular, and they'll recreate something on Roblox. It's celebrating their fandom and allowing others to kind of share in that experience with them. You know, Netflix came out and just said that they were really excited about it because it was a lot of promotion and awareness for the show. And they love the fact that this was a place that their fans could come together and celebrate what they love about the series. We're seeing things pop up every day that are just really fun. And that's why I think that we'll continue to see that. This isn't going to really stop. It's just something that we'll always find new, fresh content on our platform.
What's so interesting is we talk about collaboration, but I feel like this is a whole new definition of what collaboration is. It's like this ecosystem of all of these players coming and trying to build something more meaningful. Is it a lot to keep up with?
We are seeing a lot of demand from brands. And the wonderful thing though, is that we have this great community of developers and UGC creators that are creating amazing content and that are interested in working with our partners and brands. And so it's sometimes we just make the connections with the brands and the developer community. So I think that because we have such a great developer community, it makes things a little bit easier. And we're creating tools right now to actually make this easier to have a self-sustaining ecosystem so that brands can seamlessly connect with developers and UGC creators and work directly together.
How do you continue to engage and support the developer community, which is such an important part of the Roblox community?
They are very important. One of our top values is respect the community. And we want to make sure that because they are the ones that are creating the content, they're the ones that are creating the metaverse. And so we want to make sure that we're always providing them the best technology, the best tools, anything we can do to help them create and continue to build. So we have a developer relations team that's absolutely amazing that works with our developers and makes sure that they're able to continue to do what they do best. And then in terms of brands and how they will work with the community, we'll just make sure that they are also creators of our community. When they're working on their own experiences and collaborating with developers, that they also have the tools that allows them to really come on authentically and make sure that their brand is resonating with the audiences and things like that. So those tools will keep improving and making it easier for them to do what they want to do on the platform as well.
I read a statistic that almost half of the users are women and that there's huge growth that you're seeing over 13.
It's so great to see almost half our audiences are female because when I started, it was very heavily male. This was almost 9 years ago. And to see that audience evolve and how much this is really for everyone. And I think it's because we have this flywheel where like the more experiences that are being developed, the more people will come and share that with their friends. And I think that we've seen such amazing experiences come onto the platform for anybody. There's experiences like Royal High and Fashion Famous and where it's really evolved around like self-expression and fashion and things like that. And then also the 17 to 24 is our fastest growing demo. I think, again, like the improvement of our technology and the new experiences that are on the platform that really resonates well with all different demographics is really helping to excite that older demo. We saw this with Gucci Garden, where a lot of the participants were over 13 that came and visited the Gucci Garden. The more developers are creating these amazing experiences, we're just going to see this continue to grow. We really see Roblox as a place for people to work together, learn together. They can virtually shop, experience entertainment. So there's going to be so much for anyone to come in and experience.
So you've mentioned metaverse, and it's interesting because I think there was a time when people were wondering as a marketer, what's my social strategy? What's my digital strategy? What's my gaming strategy? And now it's what's my metaverse strategy? What advice would you give to them? And how do you see this evolving over time?
There is no other place you can really engage your audiences like you can on Roblox. There is, again, that two-way conversation happening. You're collaborating in real time. You can launch virtual items and in hours, millions of people are already wearing it and talking about it. And so I think this is the future of how people will interact. And if you think about 12 to 15 years ago, when companies were thinking about how can I have my social media presence and have a social channel, they didn't have anybody to work on that. And they were hiring individuals or teams. The same thing is happening right now. When we're speaking with brands, they are thinking, how can I enter this space and who's going to work on our strategy for this? So they are hiring individuals and teams. And there's also agencies that are popping up that are helping brands learn how they can come onto this platform. 3 to 5 years from now, every brand will have a Roblox strategy and they're going to be able to engage with their audiences in a way that they've never been able to do before.
There is something very unique about Roblox and about the culture and about the people that are there. What do you think makes it so great? What about the culture has helped get the organization where it is today?
Oh, this is something I'm probably most proud of. Since I started at Roblox, our CEO, Dave, he's always had this vision and he doesn't really stray from that vision, no matter if things come to us with maybe like it'd be a short-term benefit, but he really takes the long view. And it's always been built around bringing people together, connecting and shared experiences, but in a safe and positive environment. And I think that especially with me having three boys, mm-hmm. and I think about how they're going to interact in the future. And if they can, and I see what we do on Roblox and how passionate our teams are around safety and civility. And it makes me feel really good that we're moving towards this future of hopefully people will interact online and in this metaverse and on Roblox in this safe and civil way. Hopefully we're changing the future for the better. And we have teams that are dedicated to making the platform as safe as possible, but also the fact that these environments are more positive. You're having fun. And when you leave the platform, the way your mental health is impacted is more in a positive way and not negatively. So you're not feeling horrible when you get off the platform. And we hear from so many parents of our users and how Roblox is getting them through so many challenges in the real world, whether that's bullying or they're going through chemo or something like that. And it just really is so special to me that we're making this difference in people's lives in a positive way. That's going to continue. That's our number one priority. It really is about the fact that we care so much about our community and how we are hopefully changing the world for the better, because it is scary online. And when I think about my kids, I really hope that more platforms will take this as serious as Roblox does.
I'd be curious if there are things that you're seeing emerge from your vantage point that might give us an indication of different opportunities for marketers and for brands as they think about the metaverse.
Years ago, brands were very closed to sharing how people can use their IP. A lot of brands are thinking differently now. They really want to involve their audiences and get feedback from them and allow them to share and create with them. And we're seeing this. Vans has been very open to this, and Netflix also. And if you think about just how you can get that real-time feedback, when you think about Gen Z and how you can stay relevant to these new generations and involve them in the process, because I think that for them to really feel passionate and respect their favorite brands, they want to be heard. And I think that that openness from brands, they're going to see such a change in getting that feedback first before they ever create products and they ever release, whether it's even movies and things like that, if they're getting the ideas from their fans.
A lot of businesses are talking about the great resignation and the war for talent. And I'm imagining people are clamoring to be able to work for an organization like Roblox. What do you look for when you're looking for your next great hire?
I think that we're looking for people who are aligned with our values. They're going to respect the community. They're going to take the long view. And I look for passionate people who are really going to work hard and be nice to people, kind of what I live by. And so if they're very passionate about what they're doing and want to do groundbreaking things, we're always looking for like, what's that innovative idea that we can bring to the world? When we talk about civility, that's the differentiator between Roblox and other companies. And if you see that passion within them, that's just amazing.
I do think people want to work for places that they really believe in and that they feel proud to say, I'm part of this and I believe in what we're doing.
I think a lot of people want to have a purpose in what they're doing, and you spend so much time working. When I really feel like we are doing such great things for the future of how people will connect, and that kind of is what drives me.
You've worked with so many amazing partners. Do you have a dream partner?
I do. I think about the future of how people will come onto Roblox, and I love the idea of people coming together and designing together and creating different outfits and sharing, you know, feedback with one another and walking virtual runways. There's a few things we're working on that I'm really excited about. And when I think about my dream partnership or collaboration, it is around digital fashion.
Roblox really is in a class by itself, but are there competitors or other forces that kind of keep you up at night?
We have such a focus on what we're building. It really, and it comes all the way from our CEO, Dave, and everybody else around the company. It's just, we're so focused on what we're building and where we're trying to go, and really this new category of human co-experience and making the tools available to our community that we're not really getting distracted. We've always had this focus, and it's really just taking this long view, and we kind of just stay on that track. So I wouldn't say that we're necessarily thinking about what all the competitors are doing, because yeah, we're just so focused on what we're building here.
This podcast is all about showcasing today's rising leaders and icons. And I'm wondering if you have an icon, and if so, tell me.
Yeah, there are so many people that inspire me and I look up to. And recently I've been reading a lot about Sarah Blakely and what she did with Spanx and kind of where she came from, because it resonated a lot with me. And just the fact that she was selling fax machines, just trying to get by. And then she had this idea for Spanx and really just grew that out of her home and worked so hard. She is just so inspirational in terms of she had this company. And then recently she gave back to her employees and just sent them all on trips with like giving them $10,000 each to make sure they had such a great time, but really thinking about who helped them get to where she is. I grew up with a single father who raised my two brothers and myself and just really humble background and really worked my way up to where I am today. But there's just so many people that helped me along the way to give me opportunities. And I just think about like, I want to give back as well and just make sure that whoever helped me, I'm always thinking about them. And she also has four children and I have three boys. And just trying to balance that career with also being a, you know, working mom, it's so hard. Sometimes I really go from waking up from spending time with the kids to working, spending time with the kids to working again. And it's very exhausting, but if you love what you're doing, it's all worth it. And I just think about Sarah, who have done such amazing things, but also still was able to have four children at the same time. That's really inspirational to me. And I love the fact that hopefully people realize they can do it. You can really have a career, but still have the family that you want as well. And hopefully you have a great support system and people that are helping you along the way.
What advice do you have for those that are struggling? Maybe they push off having kids because they want to focus on their career or vice versa. Any advice for them?
Keep dreaming big. I know that it's hard sometimes. I mean, everybody always asks me like, oh, how do you do it? And I say, I just survive every single day. And I have a really amazing husband who's very supportive and we're a team. We just balance each other out. Like when we need each other's help, it's almost like tag, you're it. You know?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, just don't necessarily let the fear of if I can do it stop you.
I think that long view that you've said Roblox has taken to heart to not just be this great tech company or be this great platform for developers, but actually fundamentally improve the way we interact with one another is pretty amazing. It's a pretty big dream and it makes sense that someone like you would be there. So I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We're so excited to see what's going to come next. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, share with your colleagues and friends and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And if you're feeling really generous, leave us a 5-star rating. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.